How Faith May Be Strengthened, from the autobiography of George Mueller, page 175. How Faith May Be Strengthened. This leads me to the following important point. You ask, how may I, a true believer, have my faith strengthened? The answer is this. Number one, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. As the increase of faith is a good gift, it must come from God, and therefore he ought to be asked for this blessing. Number 2. The following means, however, ought to be used. Number 1. The careful reading of the Word of God combined with meditation on it. Through reading of the Word of God, and especially through meditation on the Word of God, the believer becomes more and more acquainted with the nature and character of God, and thus sees more and more, besides his holiness and justice, what a kind, loving, gracious, merciful, mighty, wise, and faithful being he is, and therefore in poverty, affliction of body, bereavement in his family, difficulty in his service, want of a situation or employment, he will repose upon the ability of God to help him, because he has not only learned from his word that he is of almighty power and infinite wisdom, but he has also seen incident after incident of the Holy Scriptures, in which his almighty power and infinite wisdom have been actually exercised in helping and delivering his people, and he will repose upon the willingness of God to help him, because he has not only learned from the Scriptures what a kind, good, merciful, gracious, and faithful being God is, but because he has also seen in the Word of God how in a great variety of instances he has proved himself to be so. And the consideration of this, if God has become known to us through prayer and meditation on his own word, will lead us, in general at least, with a measure of confidence to rely upon him. And thus, meditation on the word of God will be one special means to strengthen our faith. Number 2. As with reference to the growth of every grace of the Spirit, it is of the utmost importance that we seek to maintain an upright heart and a good conscience, and therefore do not knowingly and habitually indulge in these things which are contrary to the mind of God. So it is also particularly the case with reference to the growth in faith. How can I possibly continue to act in faith upon God concerning anything if I am habitually grieving him, and seek to distract from the glory and honor of him in whom I profess to trust, upon whom I profess to depend? All my confidence towards God, all my leaning upon him in the hour of trial, will be gone if I have a guilty conscience and do not seek to put away this guilty conscience, but still continue to do things which are contrary to the mind of God. And if, in any particular instance, I cannot trust in God because of the guilty conscience, then my faith is weakened by that incident of distrust. For faith, with every fresh trial of it, either increases by trusting God and thus getting help, or it decreases by not trusting him. And then there is less and less power of looking simply and directly to him, and a habit of self-dependency is begotten or encouraged. One or the other of these will always be the case in each particular incident. Either we trust in God, and in that case we neither trust in ourselves, nor in our fellow men, nor in circumstances, nor in anything besides. Or we do trust in one or more of these, and in that case do not trust in God. Number 3. If we indeed desire our faith to be strengthened, we should not shrink from opportunities where our faith may be tried, and therefore, through the trial, be strengthened. In our natural state, we dislike dealing with God alone. Through our natural alienation from God, we shrink from him and from eternal realities. This cleaves to us, more or less, even after our regeneration. Hence it is that, more or less, even after our regeneration, even as believers, we have the same shrinking from standing with God alone, from depending upon him alone, from looking to Him alone. And yet, this is the very position in which we ought to be if we wish our faith to be strengthened. The more I am in a position to be tried in faith with reference to my body, my family, my service for the Lord, my business, etc., the more shall I have opportunity of seeing God help and delivers me will tend towards the increase of my faith. On this account, therefore, the believer should not shrink from situations, positions, circumstances in which his faith may be tried, but should cheerfully embrace them as opportunities where he may see the hand of God stretched out on his behalf to help and deliver him, and whereby he may thus have his faith strengthened. Number 4. The last important point for the strengthening of our faith is that we let God work for us when the hour of trial of our faith comes, and do not work a deliverancy of our own. Wherever God has given faith, it is given, among other reasons, for the very purpose of being tried. Yea, however weak our faith may be, God will try it, only with this restriction, that as in every way He leads on gently, gradually, patiently, so also with reference to the trial of our faith. At first, our faith will be tried very little in comparison with what it may be afterwards. For God never lays more upon us than He is willing to enable us to bear. Now then, the trial of faith comes, we are naturally inclined to distrust God, and to trust rather in ourselves, or in our friends, or in circumstances. We will rather work a deliverancy of our own somehow or other, than simply look to God and wait for His help. But if we do not patiently wait for God's help, if we work a deliverancy of our own, then at the next trial of our faith, it will be thus again. We shall be again inclined to deliver ourselves, and thus with every fresh incident of that kind, our faith will decrease. Whilst, on the contrary, were we to stand still, in order to see the salvation of God, to see His hand stretched out on our behalf, trusting in Him alone, then our faith would be increased. And with every fresh case in which the hand of God is stretched out on our behalf in the hour of trial of our faith would be increased yet more. Would the believer, therefore, have his faith strengthened, he must especially give time to God, who tries his faith in order to prove to his child, in the end, how willing he is to help and deliver him, the moment it is good for him. The end of the article written by George Mueller, How Faith May Be Strengthened. This is in the autobiography of George Mueller, A Million and One Answers to Prayer. Page 175, being read by Peter John Parisius, also known as Brian Teen. This audio is not copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God.